bloody quick. Two of my greatest heroes, LC Hill and Dave Warwick, please make them very welcome. Thank you all so much for coming today. Wonderful to see so many of you. Oh, what a good time here together, dude. Just recorded a CD, myself and Swarm, that's called Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. My granddad used to tell me wonderful stories when I was a little boy of the two old tramps who used to come to this village every year to spend the entire winter there. Their names were Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. You bet if you can sing along with us, and the chorus goes Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, counting the brass that falls into the hat. When they get a few full, they jack in the jaw and roll in the arms of Sweet Nancy Musket. That's a sort of down market alternative to Nancy Whiskey. State of animosity that exists between Catholics and Protestants, not only in Scotland. that I was singing about, but much more so in the north of Ireland, is a result of some sort of inherent intolerance on the part of the working class in those areas. What they failed to tell us is that for centuries, the British ruling class has been sowing the seeds and creating the material conditions for that animosity to flourish. We call it divide and rule. And the only ones who gain from the ensuing animosity created by the divide and rule is, of course, the British ruling class, because the divided working class is far easier to exploit. This is one more song off the new album, and we'll finish the set with it.
Have you gone with that season?
If you're stuck for something to wear tomorrow night, if you want to really turn heads, you've got some wonderful t-shirts up there which are not made in sweatshop conditions. The old divide and rule.
2, 3, 4.
BHP. And since there was a Labour government in power, many people
just assumed, they just took it for granted that Ben Chifley, the Prime Minister of the day, was going to support the miners. But as we know, as history tells us, he argued in the national interest, although he had sympathy for what they were striving for and all of that, but in the national interest, the country could simply not afford their demands. And so he sent the troops out to smash the strike. Now, that strike had been led by the CPA, the Communist Party of Australia. And at the next election, a great many people were so angry at what Labour had done, so furious at what Labour had done, that instead they decided to vote for Robert Menzies. Nearly as stupid as voting for John Howard because you think Paul Keating's too right wing. And the first thing that Robert Menzies did when he came to power was hold a referendum to ban the Communist Party. And ironically, that referendum was narrowly defeated largely as a result of the endeavours of the Australian Labour Party. What a silly, tangled web we work with sometimes. It's maybe this election of the Howard government is going to result in a fight back. We're already seeing that the unions and the Aboriginal people and the environmentalists are organising, and I wish I was going to stay to be part of the fight back. I'm off to enjoy the defeat of the Tories in Britain. Of course, the most organising will never be defeated. History will honour those who rally to the call, determined and resolved not to be bought out or cheated till bread and peace and liberty is the common right of all, and wish you a very good night.
2, 3, 4.
Come on.
change their course. They win that battle and find their course. Trusting the story of Australia.
Was it?
Kenya are in the seas are the concrete. Over the tracks on the overland way. Have you come so far? The Swannies are all lost and still far away. Supplying the textile industry with wool was more important than the lives of tribal men and women and their children. So they initiated a program called the Highland Clearances. They just recently developed a sheep called the Great Cheviot that was discovered to withstand the rigors of a Scottish winter. And so the plan was to move all the class folk out of the Scottish Highlands and drive in the sheep. So Blenheim and Coorie for 1792, that's when the sheep were first driven into the glens and the people were driven out. It was followed by the Year of the Burnings. That was when they set fire to their homes and destroyed their crops to make sure they would not return. And in those awful, awful times, literally tens of thousands of Highlanders starved or died of the plague as they made their way from the Highlands over to Hullapool to go onto the boats and be taken out to the colonies, those that survived, to be used as cheap labour. And in those days, the road from Inverness to Hullapool was known as the Destitution Road. So sing with me the chorus of the song, because there's no use getting frantic. It's time to help your Lord across the wild Atlantic in the Destitution Road.
So incensed that this was the Earl of Errol, that he employed the services of a milkmaid, to whom he paid the sum of £500, to have sex with him in the presence of 15 lords of the realm, all of whom signed a written affidavit that the Earl of Ale was in fact a sex god. As you can imagine, the common folk of Scotland were highly amused by all this. A wonderful ballad on the subject, which 400 years later we can still enjoy. There's nothing like a song about the ruling class behaving badly. The chorus goes with a ratchet on and a dancing on, a cordon as she came. The thing they carry the dancing on, Lady Errol lies a lane. Translated into English, the riot of it and the scandal of it, as you're all no doubt very well aware, because of all this commotion, is the fact that Lady Errol is lying alone. With a rancid oath and a dancing oath, according as you can, the thing they carry the dancing oath, Lady Errol lies a lane. Sing it with relish.
Oh. walked up Carnegie and set her and get away. But there who can he place a gun on what he owes his men? Way in a mountain, over the Labrador, California, and she came. But the thing he cried to Labrador, did he ever wake up to me?
And in honor of my CD, the second tune is called The Flocking.
You came off the check, you're in the jockey, but your mother's in your hand.
give your name on the street. Oh, and when the glass was out of the wind, when you thought everybody had came, and your love in a sack, it was sad when you saw it. Oh, on the last of the night on the joy, your man will be gone, on the last of all, you'll hear the darkie out there.
Why is a ginger all? And one of them has
sip of your side and stole a ring of a finger. Oh, but she's drawn off of something good. But on the tarsus lay, oh, and turned around to your service walk, you bid farewell to your lady, oh. When the Lord came home, it whined and fought his way, oh, the servants cried as he rattled the door. Shall we leave the rattle-tangle gypsy, oh, the geese saddle but me, but for he brings steam. But black it was mercy steamy, oh, and I will ride, I will seek my bride, and hang on a stricken yell at gypsy. So when he rode the east, he rode the west, he rode to the home, oh. And when he came to a wide open field, it was day of peace, my bed lady, oh. The fight was away, you have to stand your life. Your money, oh, and why would you leave your newly wedded law? The time we are out of battle, gypsy, oh. She said, a wind in the arms of a dark eyed boy. The strange were the tales he told me, oh. I'd rather have a kiss from a yellow gypsy's lips than you with your castle and your money, oh. And he said, but I'm a hand in the fight. And one by one from the gypsy, I must be with an oreo. She said last night I'll wait, I'll bed. We planked your tongue, say, goes to you. And I know I in a cold barren field, where the gypsies find all of me.
That these people have to meet are so incredibly unrealistic that they are virtually compelled to get their children to work alongside them. And the union has discovered that their children as young as 8 and 9 years old are doing 18 hours a day alongside their parents in sweatshop conditions. This was I wrote this song, but my anger was massively intensified because my partner was originally from Turkey. Spent her childhood in exactly these conditions, so this is not something new. The reference in this song to getting a night off work because your hands are bleeding for spending 12 or so hours of trying to force a needle through the sole of shoes, so that your hands are starting to bleed, that reference comes from her. So it's called a migrant's lullaby.
Tomorrow's a new day. The
Thank you.